Our series continues this morning. One of the people I've really been looking forward to, I have never met Aaron and only spoke on the phone with him last week. Aaron Crisp is the operations manager for IPG Intertape Polymer Group. First off, morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me, Tom.
How often do people say, I don't know what Intertape Polymer Group? I asked Robert, and he says, until you told me about them last week, he said he'd never heard of them.
Typically, if you're on the streets of Southern Illinois and you ask or tell somebody about Intertape Polymer Group, they will respond with, I've never heard of it, or typically the tuck tape or old tuck tape.
Right. Usually hear the tuck tape thing, right?
Yes.
And you'd think with a business that's been as long as this business has in Carbondale and the number of people you'd employ, you would think you'd have more penetration when it comes to people's minds and recognition.
Yeah, the tape industry has been in Carbondale since 1961 is when it started.
Wow.
So it has been a long time. And it's an interesting that it's kind of the hidden gem in Carbondale and Jackson County in the region of Southern Illinois.
You know, what's interesting is IPG has this inherently industrial sound about it, right? So who's your customer?
So we sell to a lot of distributors. So most of our tape goes through distribution centers into the commercial markets.
All right. Now, here's the thing. And so I'm a geek and a nerd. I think both of these things. So I think what you do is really interesting. Here's why. We take this product for granted in a lot of different ways. There's a difference between the guy who's climbing up on a wall and putting painter's tape on the wall and another guy who's trying to fix a busted pipe with Gorilla tape. There's a lot of range in between those two items, and that's kind of where you make your money.
Yes, we're typically referred to in the industry as a specialty tape manufacturer. So we make a lot of tape for the moving and packaging industry with reinforced tapes, all the way to tapes for the aerospace and subsea oil exploration.
It never occurred to me just now when everything is shipped and, you know, you buy your toilet paper online, that packing tape is a growing industry and has been for 4 years?
Yeah, at least 4 years, for sure.
You're also the person I've occasionally cussed wildly at, and why I keep very sharp knives handy all the time, because your tape works.
Yeah, the tape.
It works.
Again, it's a very interesting industry, and the technology and the amount of science that's in engineering that goes into tape development and manufacture is one that's not known.
And that's why I think this is interesting, because you don't have a lot of margins for mistake here. It's supposed to be what it is. Consistency is what it's supposed to have, except you've got all these underneath one roof. I'm curious. If today we had the miraculous power to snap our fingers and your product disappeared from the planet, every place it's at right now, what would happen to the world?
So we'd have issues with the electrical transformers that's transferring electricity to homes and businesses. We would have tape that's malfunctioning or actually not available in the painting industry that you referred to. Also, I just talked about the subsea oil exploration and drilling, so that could be at halt.
All right, you've got tape that's on drill heads at the bottom of the ocean?
Yeah, so the subsea umbilical cords that go, you know, thousands of meters underneath water, they use a reinforced tape.
Down to the drill head itself.
Absolutely. And then the final one that we make a lot of that's probably make most people angry is the golf grip tape. So we make much of the world's golf grip tape, so all the golfers out there would have a struggle in re-gripping their clubs.
Right. And that's just a few of the items.
Right.
I mean, if you and I went to a local hardware store, could you identify the tape? Because here's the thing. You're selling to groups that do a lot of industrial applications, but, you know, if I went to the store and said, you know, I want to support my local business, Intertape Polymer Group, and I've got something to pick from, I mean...
It typically varies. You can see our tapes, the painter's tape you'll find in some of the hardware stores. If you go to a U-Haul store, you'll certainly see our packaging and moving tapes on the shelves. So you go to some of the local golf pro shops, you'll see the tape, the golf grip tape on the shelves.
I just see a note here right now. IPG is a huge Mantracon great partner. You might want to ask them about our strong working relationship, which I plan on getting into that here in just a couple of moments before we move into the tape, because we've talked about deep sea, but if you really want to impress my nerd geek inner child, your aerospace program. Now, where are you in the program? I mean, has your product gone to the moon or around the moon, or is it in suborbital flight? Where's it at?
So again, it's electrical type tapes. So the tapes we're making on the electrical side are used in the aerospace and defense industry.
So, but you can't, can't tell me, huh?
No.
Okay. No, that's all right. I understand. Doesn't stop it from being cool.
Exactly.
So let's talk about this a couple of moments ago, because you talked about, you know, how packing tape picked up right 4 years ago because we ship everything. So at that same time, people were told not to go to work, don't go to work. There was huge turnover. Staffing is still an issue almost everywhere you look. How many people do you have working for you right now at IPG in Carbondale? You're on the north side of town, 51?
Yes. So we have 150 employees. And, we have a great workforce, and, I can't think and talk enough about the employees in that plant that come to work every day. You know, they're committed, they're passionate about what we do, and the results that we've had, the success we've had at the plant in Carbondale is all with them. So it's just a reflection of what they come and do every day.
All right. So how'd you keep them? I mean, how do you keep and stop turnover? I mean, how do you do that?
So we initially were somewhat in the same place some of the other manufacturers have been in, but we found ourselves a way to stabilize quicker. So we've been stable in the plant in Carbondale since probably midsummer. A lot of that came with the Mantercon relationship that we've had. So we started that relationship in late 2018, early 2019. And we really were looking at and working with them on, hiring displaced workers, hiring people that are transitioning out of incarceration. So we were giving people second and third chances, and really providing them a stable place to come to work and provide for their families.
What does Mantercon provide you? I mean, I hate to say bodies. I don't want to look at it that way. But is there training
involved? No, it's way beyond. Yeah, it's well beyond that. So, they join us as Mantercon employees. We're using state funding and federal funding on the grants. So Mantercon hires them. They come to work for us in a program that gives them an opportunity to work. We're not paying for their hourly wages. So it gives us a chance to have employees, give them a chance, give them an opportunity. And, pretty much the first 3 to 4 months that they're with us, they're not being paid by IPG. They're being paid by funding.
And then they transition?
And they transition to an on-the-job training. So the first piece of that's called work experience. Then they go into on-the-job training, OJT. And then at that point, we're basically paying 50% of their wages for another 3 to 4 months. And then at that point, they're hired on full-time with us. And it's just been, I can't say enough positive about Mantercon.
All right. So let's see if we can qualify that positive aspect of the relationship there and keeping employees who have seen, in particular, I'm curious about incarcerated, because I've heard transition is the hardest. And there are transitioning homes and jobs. But with you, and turnover being what it is, and you said stable since summer, I'm curious about your people that have been formerly incarcerated. What's been your experience with keeping them, job retention in particular?
So it's an interesting question. We've actually found that the retention of employees that we've hired through those programs, our retention rate's much higher than what we were finding off the general hiring process.
You got a number, Aaron?
We've probably had a turnover rate of 4%, 3 to 4% on the individual we've hired through that process.
In this kind of setting, you normally see something closer to 8 or 9 or 10, don't you?
Yes, or even higher in some cases.
Right, depending on the intensity of the work, I think, in some cases as well. Because you've got to have hands. I mean, with this job and the judgment that's involved, I mean, is there a way to qualify, how many miles or feet of tape that have gone out or go out a month or a year or a decade? Is there any way to qualify that?
I don't have the exact number on how much tape, but it's, it's the amount of tape that has been produced in the plant over the last, 5 years I've been there is just, I couldn't put a number to it.
All right, so you're on the north side. You're in the industrial park, right?
Correct.
I was told by Gary Williams you're getting a new road.
Yeah, we are. So we worked with the city of Carbondale, and we received a grant to replace the road. So it's over $1 million grant that we've received to have that road replaced on in front of the plant there.
Do you have any idea what, I mean, is there a way to qualify your economic impact? Because I kind of think of this as 150 jobs. And I always know that I always look at it this way, behind that one person, that job, there may be a spouse, a better half, a child, you know, that there's, and that person represents so much. And we kind of take for granted what a job represents to a community, because it's not just that they went in from 8 to 5 and they went home, and that it's so much bigger than that. And whenever I got the opportunity to speak with you the first time, you struck me as the guy who got it.
Yeah, it's certainly about having an engaged workforce and making sure they're having a place where they can grow, they can develop. I can sit here till this afternoon talking about the employees in that plant and how committed they are and engaged they are and, you know, helping us really just move and grow.
Well, how do you achieve it?
So it's about providing the systems for them to get involved. So we have what we call an Intertape operating system that we engage our employees on a daily basis. We're constantly on the shop floor with them, getting their ideas, getting their opinions, getting their ideas for solving the issues or challenges that we're seeing in the plant.
You know, and it's interesting because I was doing this interview with Stephen Cruz, business management, teaches at SIU, and he's saying the winner of the future when it comes to employees are employers who have a more in tune to what the employee needs, that, you know, instead of treating them like a part. And he says that those managers will be the ones who win the future when it comes to employment.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we talk a lot about it's more than just coming in the doors at the tape plant and making tape. There's a lot bigger thing than that. So, you know, we try to make sure all of our employees early on are in a place that they feel like they're wanted and they feel like that they, again, have a voice and they have the ability to influence and make change in what we're doing.
All right. So, Aaron, Chris, so what about the economic impact? Is there a number there that we have?
You know, they did a study. I don't know the exact number, Tom, but they did a... The Illinois Manufacturing Association did a study a couple of years ago, and the impact that manufacturing has on the state of Illinois is incredible. And again, I don't have the exact number on the financials of what it is, but it's a number that, it's a pretty staggering number, the impact that manufacturing has on, the positive impact manufacturing has financially in the state of Illinois.
Why in Carbondale, though? You know, why IPG? I always kind of look at it as, in some cases, it comes to mind more often the closer and closer I get to the Route 1357 intersection. But getting everywhere from somewhere is a thing, especially for you, I would think.
You know, I think that, again, we've looked at this. I think that the region, the area itself, where it's located and on the map, it just puts itself in a good place for distribution and movement of materials in and out of manufacturing.
All right. So what are the big companies you do business with? Because this industrial aspect, there are big corporate names that I would recognize that you supply and you make them successful. I would think moving companies.
So U-Haul I talked about, Staples we do some work for, Walmart, some of the big box places we do a lot of private labeling stuff that you wouldn't see IPG on it, but certainly big companies that we're doing business with.
So what's the future look like?
So we've continued to grow. The plant in Carbondale, again, the employees have put us on the map within the 34 plants that IPG owns. We perform at the very top of the top of the group. So I think that the future is very bright for the plant. I think that, it's, again, we've put ourselves in a place that when we're talking about expansions within the organization that Carbondale certainly got themselves in a place that they're in the mix of those conversations.
Didn't I see a picture of a trophy given to IPG in the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, we won Business of the Year in Carbondale.
So Chamber of Commerce?
Yeah, so it was very exciting for us. We've, especially locally, that's a big one. And again, we're trying to establish ourselves as a brand in Carbondale as an employer of choice. We've certainly won awards out on a bigger platform. We've won the Energy Star Award 6 times. It's offered or awarded by the EPA.
Right. Now that's interesting, as an industrial manufacturer like that, winning an award in a town that's pretty enlightened to those approach. What does that mean that you accomplish?
Yeah, I mean, it's again, we're involved in the community. We do a lot of work with SIU. We have students from the high schools out to see the plant and tours. And, you know, again, I just think it's who we are, and what we continue to strive to be is more involved in the community and have a better, bigger presence. And again, than just being the tape factory just sitting out north of town.
One of our listeners did have a question for you this morning, because they've been hearing us talking about people that have been incarcerated formerly. He says, would you please ask Aaron what percentage of employees come from the ranks of the formerly incarcerated? What part? What? How big of a role do they play in your overall workforce? Of about
probably 15%.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Just curious about that myself. I've seen some of these programs work and some of them don't, and I very often couldn't tell the difference between the programs. I don't know if it was the right people were selected or somebody didn't handle it right, but I know that's a challenge, but apparently you've met it. And I would imagine there are some other businesses who would be like to know how you did that.
Again, it's about being present with the employees. You know, MantraCon does an awesome job with them, with the employees outside of the workplace, making sure that, you know, they got good, reliable transportation, making sure they have child care. And then, you know, once they're at the plant, we just put the structure around them that, you know, just again makes them feel like they're a part of something bigger than just coming and making tape.
Good to have a good partner, isn't it?
It is.
And they're not always reliable, but once you find one, you don't let them go.
Absolutely not.
Just seeing multiple notes coming in about your relationship with MantraCon, which, you know, they've helped. You keep them around, and there's maybe some other people going, got a number?
Absolutely.
Hey, Aaron, I appreciate you taking the time to come in the studios. If nobody has ever heard of Intertape Polymer Group, as of today, and you're traveling 51, you're going to the corner, you're going to the State Fair, you look to your left, I think it is. I was just up there by Henry Printing not long ago. And, I mean, what would you have them know about what you contribute to the city, to the region, to the job, about what you make? I mean, if you had a 30-second elevator speech, you know, and somebody goes, I don't know what that is, what would you tell them in 30 seconds?
So, again, I would certainly a quick conversation about, you know, we make industrial specialty tapes. At the top of that, again, is our employees and the culture we have there. And we've benchmarked that culture against the best with being a finalist of the Industry Week's Best Plants last year in 2022. So a lot of people talk about the culture and a lot of people talk about the performance. We've benchmarked against the best and certainly compete with the best.
Aaron Crist, he is the operations manager for the Intertape Polymer Group, IPG, in Carbondale. Aaron, good to meet you.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.